There are quite a few announcements in the bulletin, so please make sure you look at the bulletin and read what those announcements are. Also, as you know, at this Mass, after the Mass, we're going to have the sacrament of confirmation. So we're going to have you kneel at the communion rail, even to the end right here, all the way around and to where the servers are. You notice that they normally leave the civilian, the bench where the servers stay. That's going to move back so you can go all the way around. I hope that we can all fit you. And at the time of confirmation, when we're actually giving the sacrament of confirmation, make sure those who are sponsors, you put your right hand on the right shoulder. This morning, I'd like to speak about the sacrament of confirmation and also briefly about the feast that we celebrate, the Feast of the Holy Trinity. With regard to confirmation is the sacrament that gives you the Holy Ghost in a very special manner. You're going to get an increase of sanctifying grace, God's life in your soul, and also a special sacramental grace to help you be a soldier of Christ. What does it mean to be a soldier? When you think of soldier, you think of battle, of fighting. Well, you're going to become a soldier of Christ to fight, as St. Paul says, the good fight for the salvation of your soul. Not only for the salvation of your soul, but for the salvation of other souls as well. You might say, wait a minute. I'm just a layperson. I'm not a priest. I'm not a religious. We're all Catholics. We belong to Christ's true church. God wants all of us to be like apostles. God wants all of us to not only work for our salvation, but for the salvation of others. And you do that, number one, by prayer, because it's God's grace that converts people. Number two, by being a good example. As your actions speak louder than words, how many people have been converted because of the good example of Catholics? And number three, explain the faith when the opportunity presents itself. And in that area, I'd just like to say real briefly, remember, you got to put yourself in somebody else's shoes. They don't know what you know. It takes time for them to grasp, to understand, to comprehend what you're trying to say. So don't overload them, over-circuit them with too much information. And you end up getting nowhere. Plant that seed. But getting back to it, you're going to become, those of you confirmed, soldiers of Christ. The Holy Ghost is going to enlighten your mind to know the will of God. He's going to strengthen your will to be able to do it. Just because we know something doesn't mean that we're going to have the grace or the strength to do it. No, we need both the knowledge and we need the strength. And the Holy Ghost is going to do that exactly for you as you receive this wonderful sacrament. As you know, when we give confirmation, after we impose our hand on your forehead, we anoint your forehead with chrism, the sign of the cross. The chrism is a mixture of olive oil and balsam. Olive oil signifies strength. In ancient times, athletes would rub their muscles with olive oil. But balsam is kind of like a sap, real sticky, but it's very, very sweet smelling. And the balsam signifies the sweet odor of a good life. So we anoint your forehead with the sign of the cross with the chrism. We're going to say, I sign you with the sign of the cross, and I confirm you with the chrism of salvation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. And at that moment, an indelible mark is placed on your soul. You become a soldier of Jesus Christ. After confirmation, we give you a slight slap on the cheek. And I've told you before, I'll say it again, sometimes we have mean brothers and sisters say, "Big old friend, bishop's going to slap you." And then the kid's like, "Don't listen to your brothers and sisters who are mean and say, 'I'm going to slap your heart.' Give a little slap on the cheek. stipend. But, as I've said before, after confirmation, we'll go outside, your brothers and sisters will tell you that, you tell me who they are. I'll take care of them. But no, that slap on the cheek, what does that represent? That we should be ready to suffer for our faith if necessary. That's how we prove our love for God. You know, when soldiers are in battle, and they do something very heroic, and they do something very commendable, they get medals. But when we fight for God, we overcome temptation, we keep God's commandments, especially when it's hard, when we live a good life, we're gaining merit. And when we especially suffer and carry our cross, that's when we truly show that we love God. Confirmation, the sacrament, can only receive once. How important it is that you receive it in your heart with all that dedication and resolve. I'm going to be a soldier of Christ. I'm going to pray my prayers every day. I'm going to go to the sacraments frequently. I'm going to avoid occasions of sin. And I'm going to do my very best to keep God's commandments. I'm going to show God that I love Him. And I'm also going to be zealous. Zealous to spread the faith to others. I remember, this is many moons ago, as the Indians would say, I was confirmed when I was in third grade. And one on one occasion, there was a birthday party. This kid across the alley, he's having a birthday. And I got invited. That was pretty cool. Hot dogs, hamburgers, cake. But I didn't know as part of the birthday party was go to the movies. And heck, never went to the movies, hardly ever. Well, went to the movies, and I didn't realize these two movies were really bad. And at first, when something bad came up, I put my head down, and like, I didn't expect this. Next time it came up, I walked out of the theater. And I stayed out of the theater because I thought, you know, I don't care what those boys are going to laugh at me, or make fun of me, or anything like that. It doesn't matter. I don't want to offend God. So they didn't even notice. They didn't even notice. But I thought, you know what, I don't care what those kids think. It doesn't matter. I'm not going to stay here and offend God. Was it hard? Those thoughts of what are they going to mean? They're going to laugh at you, they're going to be funny, it doesn't matter. The important thing is we don't offend God. You know, sometimes it's not easy to try to practice your faith. People maybe poke fun at you, they think, oh my gosh, what are they going to think about me? It doesn't matter. It was God thinks. I used to wear my brown scapular. I was going swimming and some of these boys were like, what's that thing? He comes up and looks at it, is that a Bible? I call him an idiot. I should have done that. I've confessed it already. He says, no, you idiot, it's a scapular. It's not a Bible. Where's your head? But let's not worry about what people think. And you know, we celebrate today the Feast of the Holy Trinity. That beautiful, wondrous mystery of our faith that God has revealed to us that there's one God and three divine persons. As St. Patrick explained to the Irish people, one shamrock, three leaves, one God, three divine persons, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. St. Joseph Cupertino took a blanket and folded it, one blanket for three folds. But the bottom line is this, how beautifully the Church incorporates within the liturgy this wonderful mystery of the Holy Trinity. How often during the Mass we recite the glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. That prayer was instituted, was established by the apostles themselves. The second part of that prayer, as it was in the beginning, is now, never shall we, world without end, amen, was added on at the Council of Nicaea at 325. We also have, during the Mass, the Gloria, glory to God in the highest, when we refer to God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. recite and make reference to the Holy Trinity. At the very end of Mass, we give the blessing in honor of the three divine persons. How wonderfully the Church incorporates this. When you're confirmed, after we anoint your forehead, we evoke the Holy Trinity when we make the sign of the cross. You know, something very simple. Sometimes, you know, we make things so complicated when it really doesn't have to be. Keep your spiritual life simple. In time of temptation, the easy thing to do is just make the sign of the cross. St. Patrick, as we were just talking about, he frequently made the sign of the cross. He invoked the Holy Trinity for strength against temptation, for strength to combat the Druids, that false religion that was holding fast, that was superstitious, holding fast to the people of Ireland. He overthrew the Druids, he overthrew this false religion of their superstitions. St. Patrick frequently made a sign of the cross and invoked the Holy Trinity. And let us not be afraid to profess our faith. Go to a restaurant, and all of a sudden you gotta say brazenly, "Oh my gosh, everybody's looking at me. They're staring at me. Oh, what are they gonna think? Oh, I'm so embarrassed." And we make the world's most, the Guinness World Record, smallest sign of the cross ever made. Who cares? So what? Make the sign of the cross. When you do that, people know you're a Catholic. And not only that, but they'll be edified. I think they're generally edified. That person's recognizing God before they eat. That's pretty cool. We don't see enough of that in this day and age. People standing up for the faith, and people being afraid to practice their religion. No, don't be afraid. And sometimes that could be the beginning of it. That's something else. That person says the blessing before they eat. You don't know the power of good example. And once again, those of you who are going to be confirmed, and those of you who are already confirmed as soldiers of Christ, let us fight the battle for Christ to convert the world to Jesus Christ. And our Lord, let's remember, He is the way, the truth, and the light. Those who follow Christ will not sit in darkness. So, dear friends in Christ, those of you confirmed, congratulations. It's a very special day for you today. Remember, those who are sponsors for confirmation, you're like a spiritual parent to those to be confirmed. Make sure you pray for them and exhort them to the practice of the faith. When I think of confirmation, I think of what the apostles were before Pentecost. They were weak. They were afraid. They hid themselves. And they were ignorant. They didn't get what Jesus was saying to them. They just didn't grasp it. But once the Holy Ghost came down upon them, what a wonderful change came upon them. They were changed men. You know, the wonderful thing about our faith is this. When we look at what Jesus has established in founding His church, the apostles, they were the most unqualified, the most lacking in credibility of any. And Christ intentionally picked them to show that His church was not the work of man, it was the work of God. In fact, we read in Scripture, God chooses the weak and the foolish to confound the world, to confound the proud. So let us be very mindful of what God's grace can do for all of us. By the grace of God, we can live a good life, live a holy life. By the grace of God, we can overcome temptation. By the grace of God, we can keep the commandments. By the grace of God, we can work out our salvation. Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost.